Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality with Global Happiness Specialist, yours truly, Inner Peace Practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. I don't know how the show is growing. I'm getting new followers. I know I say it every week, but every week it's just more and more. And let me tell you something. I learned over a decade ago, I remember thinking, oh, God, universe, nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to the show. You know what? You can go and check your numbers, which I don't do anymore. Numbers mean absolutely nothing to me. I know they mean a lot to others, but checking the numbers, and I used to check the numbers in the universe, why don't I have more listeners? Why don't I have more listeners? Why? And the universe replied back to me, we're listening. Isn't that enough? So it doesn't matter, really. I believe, I feel, I was placed here for a purpose. And my purpose is to share what I've learned. My purpose, and don't take what I say just as truth, test it out for yourself. When I say happiness specialist, what is that? What that means is in every moment I make a conscious decision. And when I say happiness is, let me give you my definition. I get so excited when I start the show. So excited! Happiness is defined is, my definition of happiness is, the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens to me and regardless of what doesn't happen. The ability to have a peaceful vibration, a peaceful energy, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what someone says to me, regardless of what happens. Happiness is a practice skill. That's the good news. So if I can do it, if I can practice it, everybody can. And you know, when I ask anyone, you want to be happier? You want to feel more peace? Yeah, everyone's raising their hand, yes. Of course. Until I hit them with the how-to. And the how-to is going to be the discussion of today's show, which is the road less traveled. And it is a road less traveled. But let me get to the introduction again, because, you know, I just shoot out of a cannon and I go from one topic to another topic because I'm just so passionate about the topic. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a state of mind. It is a state in mind. It is a vibration. It is an energy. It becomes your identity. Your peace becomes your identity. You're in the middle of a storm. You're in the middle of life's storm. And you're still peaceful inside. How does that happen? How can that happen? Being at peace when everything around you is the opposite of peace. It is a practice. It is a practice like any other practice, from cooking to landscaping to painting to basketball. We have the NCAA basketball playoffs now. To being an artist, a musician. Happiness is a practice skill. So why aren't more people practicing it? Well, Number one, let me ask you these questions. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And when I say happiness, it is interchangeable with a variety of words. And it's and going back to, it is a vibration of peace, contentment. Moving through this life, journeying through this life with your shoulders down, relaxed. Being able to, yeah, wow, what the masses would say is, wow, that's a huge problem. And then what you would say or respond is, it's an experience without a judgment. One of the things that subtracts from happiness is labeling anything good and or bad. All labels subtract from peace. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself again. Let me come back just a little bit. I wrote this out. Before I go on, let me say that there is a there is an app that's going to be coming out, and I'm really championing it because it is going to allow people from all over the country to get in contact with experts in any field from finance to branding to social media to podcasting to people like me. It is so phenomenal, and you've never heard me advertise anything on this show, but it's called OWL, OWWLL, and the only reason why I'm really behind it is because I can see how it's going to serve. Enough of that. So go to OWWLL.com and just check it out. All right, let me get back to the show. And so I said that because one of the things that I had to do is update my bio. And what I've said is the message and what I teach and share on this show for the last 11, 12 years is controversial. It is contentious. It's disruptive. It's not popular with the masses. But I don't mind. You want the world to change. Change begins with the individual. You want the world to change? Look in the mirror. And why is it such a struggle? Why is it such a struggle for people to look in the mirror for solutions? One of the reasons is, and I know I got my hand up here, I got my left hand up. One of the reasons is looking in the mirror can be painful. Looking in the mirror is a challenge. Looking in the mirror is a struggle to say, wow, the reason why I'm experiencing this is because of me, in other words, taking all the responsibility without blaming, without looking out at anyone else. One of the real popular things right now focusing on talking about narcissists and how horrible they are and how toxic, that's the new word too, toxic they are. Well, narcissists are people too. And I challenge the person that points at someone and labels them anything, whether it's a narcissist, whether it's aggressive, whether it's rude, whether it's passive or whatever it is, whatever you label, whatever you point your finger at and call and say that's and label something, you own that also. You own that same trait. You own that same trait. I know that's a hard one. I didn't want to admit that one either. It's a hard one, but it's the truth. You cannot recognize something in someone else, a trait in someone else, without owning it yourself. Ooh, yikes. What? Is she crazy? I'm telling you right now. That's why this show has a warning signal. Seatbelts may be required. When I ask you on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness and peace? how important is happiness and peace in your life? That's a question that only you can answer from 1 to 10. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me say something. You know, people work for money. They work for causes. They work for a career. Where's the working for internal peace? Where is that coming from? Where is that? Who's talking about that? Who's sharing that? Where is the work for inner peace happening? The Road Less Traveled. I love that book. I remember the first sentence. It says, life is hard, which is a label and a judgment. Life is an experience. I'm not going to label it hard or easy, but looking in the mirror is hard. If it wasn't hard, more people would be doing it. There's a reason why there's only 2% of the college, 2% of the college athletes get into the play professionally. It's not easy. And looking in the mirror, which is the same as traveling, no, looking in the mirror is the same as the road less traveled, is not easy, but I'm here to tell you the rewards money cannot buy. Let me read this quote that I wrote today. If I can find it, where did I put it? Okay, whoops, that's not it. Where is it? Oh boy, let's see. Hold on, my dear audience. Here we go. All right. I said self-awareness is a superpower. You want to eliminate, let me just step back a little bit. How many of you can point to a problem in the world? Just point to a problem. I don't care if it's poverty, hunger, if it's global warming, if it's animal rights, the any kind of human rights, pollution, low reading levels, point to a problem. The way to eliminate a weed requires finding it and digging up the root. So blaming anyone or any circumstances outside of yourself absolves the individual from the responsibility. You want to eliminate a problem, whatever it is, go to the root of the problem. And the root of all of these world problems, in my humble opinion, are people that are unhappy. Unhappy people get angry. Unhappy people cause wars. Unhappy people, when I say unhappy, it is an internal struggle. I'm talking about an internal dynamic. So on a scale from 1 to 10, can other people hurt your feelings? On a scale from 1 to 10, can other, scratch that on a scale from 1 to 10, can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? You know I say it every single week. The importance of being able to be peaceful regardless of what happens becomes an example to anyone that you meet. You become the example of peace. You become the example. Let me share a quick story. Yesterday happened. So I'm actually house sitting right now, and I'm dog sitting, house sitting and dog sitting. And it's interesting because this dog, and I'm not really I'm not really around dogs a lot, but I've had dogs, and this dog is right here with me the whole time. And the owners, and I know they're not listening because they're off on a cruise somewhere. And the owners of this dog, before they left, you know, they gave me a lot of instructions. And they said, she's very nervous. She's very anxious. She'll stay under your feet. You know, watch out. She's a nervous dog. Now, dogs, well, scratch that. I'm not even going to pretend I know anything about dogs, but I definitely know something about this dog. And I watched both of them interact with the dog, and quite frankly, I know why the dog is nervous and anxious. Because their owners are nervous and anxious. And so yesterday we went walking. Now let me give all the credit to Cesar Millan and the Dog Whisperer that I used to watch years ago. I watched all of his skills, and yes, an anxious dog is the owner's fault. A nervous dog is the owner's fault. So when I was with my friends and they were walking their dog, as soon as you pick up the leash, the dog is jumping up and down, uncontrollable. And again, if you want to speak with me, the number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1, and you can ask your question and or make a comment and join the show. So let me go back to the dog. So I'm watching my friend take the dog for a walk, and of course, before she walks, you have to put the leash on. And before you put the leash on, the dog is jumping up and down, jumping, just uncontrollable, jumping on her. And I'm saying to myself, when I walk this dog isn't going to be jumping on me. I watch the Dog Whisperer. You don't reward behavior, nervous, anxious behavior. That's what I learned. So when I walk the dog for the first time yesterday, and I bring the, you know, I put the leash on her, and I can see her jumping around, and I just stopped. I didn't move. We didn't start walking, and I was determined not to start walking with that dog until the dog calmed down, until the dog's energy was calm energy. You know how long it took us to get out of that gate? How long it took us to get out of the gate before the dog calmed down? At least 20 minutes. That's patience. And yes, one of the things that adds to happiness, and when I say happiness, you know I'm talking about a peaceful vibration. One of the things that adds to that is having patience. There is no peace when you're rushing. Patience. So as we're walking out, of course, now the dog is walking in front of me, pulling on the leash, which is something that the owners allow the dog to do also. Pulling on the leash. Now, I don't think it's very good for the dog to have the collar pulling on the dog's neck, and it's an older dog, too. So I stopped again. Before we even got to the sidewalk, I had to stop, breathe, check my energy. It's not the dog's fault, my energy. Needless to say, the walk around the block took an hour and a half. But I had nothing else to do. I don't mind. I was practicing patience. I was practicing patience with myself. Not patience for the dog. Just, can you stand there, Rebecca, and just be patient and let this dog relax? Now, this is the lesson. This is the lesson that comes up. While I was walking the dog and the dog, you know, not pulling on the leash, of course, I would give myself maybe a 70% to get the dog to just stop pulling on the leash, let's stop. Every time the dog would pull on the leash, I would stop and stand there and just wait and breathe quietly and breathe deeply and just be quiet and be still so the dog could feel my energy. Now, you know we're walking again this morning, but this is the lesson for me, for growth. I had in my head, And this is another thing that subtracts from peace and happiness. This is something else. It's a program that subtracts from peace and happiness. I had in my head that when my friends got back, because I've got days to practice with this dog and keep the dog calm, putting on the leash and walking the dog without pulling on the leash. The leash is supposed to be not pulled, it's supposed to be loose. And the dog's supposed to walk to the side of you, correct? At least that's what the dog whispers. Anyway, I have in my head, well, when they come back, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to show them what I did. I had an agenda to let them know that the way they walk the dog and their dog that's so nervous and anxious is their fault. Oh, and guess what? That's the dog. Oh, hold on. Let me bring her in. She's go. Oh, hold on. I got to get the dog. Come on. Come on in. Come on in. One thing about this dog, she's very good at communicating. Where was I? Oh, I remember. Good morning again. Talk about reality, spirituality. Woo! One of the things I was going to say, I definitely had to let my friends know, watch this. Look what I can do. I can put the leash on this dog, and the dog is peaceful. The dog isn't jumping. The dog isn't going crazy. Look what I can do. I can walk this dog, and he's not pulling, and she's not pulling on the leash. That is what I'm talking about when I say being very conscious of why. Why would I even engage in that kind of behavior unless they ask me? Now, if someone asked me a question, how was the dog, that's totally different. But me saying, look at what I can do, and look and let me show you what you are doing wrong, what you are doing wrong. And do I really think that, well, scratch all of that. The point I'm making is how often, scratch that too, I used to make so many suggestions to other people without being asked. Suggestions to other people without being asked for my opinion. Oh, now she wants to play. One of the things that subtracts from peace and subtracts from that vibration is getting in someone else's business, is noticing what someone else is doing and getting in their business and making a suggestion. I know it's easy to do. It's a program. It's a program to make suggestions to other people. It's a program to offer without being asked. It's a program to see what someone else is doing wrong. It's a program, and I'm here to tell you that all programs, when I say programs, if you weren't born with it, example of blaming someone else, noticing what someone else is doing, having expectations, having an attachment, living in the past, living in the future, making judgments, having a preference, complaining about something that you don't have control over, being embarrassed, taking anything personally, worrying. If you weren't born with it, you learned it. You learned how to worry. You learned how to rush. You learned how to be impatient. Let me come back to this. And I usually say this in the beginning of the show. There is a very famous study. It's called The Five Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. She's a hospice nurse. And the five regrets of the dying are, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life other and not the life other people expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. Hi, dog. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends, and I wish I would have let myself be happier. Those are all those regrets of people, terminally ill patients that have weeks to live, months to live. I wish I would have let myself be happier. Let me get back to the road less traveled. The road less traveled is not how to make more money. The road less traveled is not, a lot of people know how to make more money. And that's a lot of focus. And I'm not saying that, I'm not making a judgment about it. I'm just describing it. But the road less traveled requires a lot more research, investigation, and it requires a commitment to prioritize internal peace. When I ask people, when I share with people the reason why that this practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, this practice is so not practice. I mean, you can look. It's obvious. It's not a popular practice. And the reason why is the practice requires looking in the mirror. And one person asked me this week, why don't people want to look in the mirror? Why is that? If looking in the mirror is going to bring about more peace, why wouldn't people do that? The answer is simple. It's not easy. Sometimes it feels painful. The truth hurts. It's not them. It's not out there. It's you. You want the world to change? You change. You want the world to be more peaceful? You be more peaceful. You want the world to do anything different than it is? And let me throw this out too. Because however you view the world, whether you see it in chaos or whether you see it in order, you see it in order or you see it in chaos, or you see something in between. All of that, all of your viewpoint reflects who you are, reflects on you. You see chaos, guess what? Guess who's the energy of chaos? You see something that's in order? Divine order is what I'm saying. We all are going to get to the end of our days or our day or our life. We all are going to get there, every single one of us. How's that for statistics? The question becomes, what does the ride feel like? What does the ride feel like? Does it feel like a struggle, or does it feel ease? Even when you are going through the storms of life, there is an ease. There is an easy vibration that can be felt deep, deep, deep down. So you're either living on the surface of the ocean or on the surface of the ocean where it's always churning, there's always moving, there's always activity, or you're living at the bottom of the ocean where it's calm and peaceful. And where you live, guess what? is your choice. How many out there are choosing peace first? Now, I'm not saying not to do anything else, but choosing peace, internal peace. When I say the road less traveled, it used to really bother me that. Why aren't people choosing peace more? Why aren't people, why don't they think that being happy is a priority? I mean, you can do everything else, but there's a vibration underneath. Why isn't that a priority? And that's another practice of accepting what others are doing. We are as different as our fingerprints. How many of you out there are accepting what other people are doing, especially when it disagrees or it is totally the opposite of what you believe or think is quote unquote, and I'm using air quotes here, right? It's not easy to accept someone with a totally, totally different, totally different viewpoint. But isn't that what God does? Isn't that what the universe does? The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. And whatever you are vibrating in this moment, whatever you are vibrating is your contribution to the planet. Now let's go back to this vibration or this being angry or being at peace. Just because I am a practicing happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, doesn't mean that there are moments, I call it being a volcano, of eruption. You want to label it anger. An eruption. But the problem becomes when you tell a story about why you're angry. It's because of, anytime you use the word because, it's always going to be suspect. It's because, anytime you only have one perspective, it's going to be suspect. Hi, dog. She wants me to play. I'll be done in a minute. I'll be there in a minute. I don't remember when I've run around the room three or four times with a dog has a bone in, you know, one of those milk bones in his mouth, and I have to run around it. Chase the dog. Hey, that's good energy. I mean, good exercise. Now I totally forgot my point. Whatever you are vibrating is your contribution. The road less traveled, one of my favorite quotes is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the journey. And you can travel, and we're all going to get through it, and you can travel on the journey with an underlining vibration energy of peace or not. And how do you travel and have an underlining vibration of peace? Well, there are behaviors that subtract from happiness, and there are behaviors that add to happiness. And those behaviors that add to happiness are surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment without judgment, without labels, and know that this too will pass. Knowing yourself, acceptance of the moment, acceptance of self, acceptance of others, living consciously, being aware, being okay with uncertainty, allowing others to be themselves without judgment, comments, and or suggestions. I'm not going to say anything to my friends about this dog. Trust, letting go of the illusion of control, choosing your perspective. You know, if you're ever stuck on something and you're having a problem, guess what? In that moment, in that instant, you can choose another perspective. And when you do choose another perspective, as opposed to looking at the same thing the same way and feeling the same disgust, anger, or annoyance, you can switch your perspective, find another perspective, which is not a practice that a lot of people engage in, but I highly recommend it. Anytime you feel stuck, just choose another's perspective. Look at the same situation with different eyes. Come up with a different way of looking at your quote-unquote problem. And in fact, ask yourself in that moment, in the moment, in the middle of the storm, ask yourself, how am I benefiting from this? And if you can't find an answer, trust and know that you will. Maybe not in that moment, but I guarantee you in a week, month, maybe even a year, do you have the patience to wait, that whatever you are going through is going to serve you in some way, serve you in a way that you will grow, transcend who you were to something who you are more of, expand. All growth adds to peace and happiness, all personal growth. How often do you monitor? How often do you watch, look, make a note of? I mean, we're charting our moments. What is it? A time blocking. How many times do you pay attention to, write down, celebrate your own growth? I'm telling you, not telling my friends about this anxious, nervous dog and how, watch, this is what I can do, and let me teach you how to do this. I'm not doing that because I have an agenda, and nobody asked me, hey, how is she so peaceful now? Now, if you ask me, that's a totally different story. Let me get back to what adds to happiness and what adds to peace. I said self-awareness, having patience, staying out of everybody else's business, telling yourself the truth. You don't have to tell the truth to anyone else, but telling yourself the truth. Having a deep appreciation, practicing a deep appreciation of life itself, not about the accomplishments. Accomplishments, it's like it come and go. Oh, you want to go out now? Look at this. I love how she communicates. All right, go on. Wow. What a great communicator. Where was I? That's right, letting the dog out. The other thing that adds to happiness is eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness, which is being in someone else's business, sharing advice, giving advice without being asked, trying to control someone else. And it's a daily practice, my friends. It's a daily practice, my dear audience. It's daily. There's no breaks. There's no vacations. The road less traveled, there's a reason. It's not easy. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good all the time, but I promise you this, that the more you practice and the more you're looking in the mirror for solutions as opposed to pointing out, the more you practice and you look in the mirror for solutions, over time, that peace will become your identity. That peace will become who you are at all times. I had a conversation with the universe the other day. Offer me $500 million, I wouldn't cash that check to be who I used to be. And I'm talking about in my 20s and my 30s. No. Programmed, affected by what happened to me. I wouldn't change that. $500 million, billions, $5 billion. No, you could keep it. The practice, no amount of money will satisfy. No amount of money brings peace. You don't believe me? I don't know why I'm pissed, but I'm pissing a lot today. You don't believe me? I've talked about the examples. The Michael Jacksons, the Prince, the Robin Williams, Anthony Whitney Houston. I've talked about the examples. All I'm here to do is share with you what I've learned. That's it. Not trying to convince you of anything, not trying to sell you anything, not trying to, none of it. I'm just a champion, just sharing the message. And everybody comes to that conclusion sooner or later, where peace is the most valued. Peace, love, you know that vibration, and you have that. What else is needed? What else is needed? Well, that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality Radio. The Truth About Happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do not believe I'm going to have a show. Nope. I will be traveling next Sunday. I will not have a show next Sunday. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, we're working on it. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is coming out sometime this year, hopefully before summer. Until 2 weeks from now, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, there is no spoon, student. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect on what you practice.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, love, tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now,